Thank you all you to be here today. So my name is Paul Le Guen de Carnaison. Today I'm speaking about the Linux Foundation Energy CPaaS project, and more specially about the SV Trace tools, which are latency analysis tools that we develop during 2024 year in the context of virtualized networking platforms. So first, I'm working at a company which is called Savoirfaire Linux. So we are a company which are experts in libre and free and open source technologies, and we are based in Canada and Europe. And we are mainly working on a project which is called CPaaS, which is a project of the Linux Foundation Energy. So quickly, what is the CPaaS project? I will not take too much time in it. So this is a very, very, very oversimplified schema about all the electric energy is produced, transported, and distributed to your home. And as you can see, there is a place that we call a substation, and the main purpose of the substation is to make some monitoring of the electrical energy and some other stuff. And it's currently, and since decades, a lot of hardware devices. And there is a transition of into this substation, into a digital substation, and more digital devices. And for this, we want to implement these virtual devices into virtualization platform. And this is where CPaaS operates. CPaaS is mainly an open source hypervisor and designed for the digital substation. And the main purpose of CPaaS is to hosting virtualization and automation, virtual automation and protection application with real-time constraints. So this is a schema of the main technologies we are using. It's the main technology is all about RT stuff, clustering features, and a lot of virtualization stuff. If you're interested about a more deeper presentation of the CPaaS project, we have already done some presentation in the past few years in the Energy Dev Room. So if you're interested, you can take a look at the past year presentation. So let's go now in the subject, which is about the need of low latency communication in a substation. So to do a little bit of context, in substation, the low latency communication are a priority. Because as you can see, substation, their safety and reliability is critical. And if, for example, during a storm, there is a tree that falls on a electrical power line, the current must be cut off very, very, very quick, or very, very quick. And as the substation is monitoring this electrical power lines, we have a real-time constraint, and the virtualized protection application must react as soon as possible. So to communicate in a substation, there is a standard which is called IEC 61850, which defines a lot of protocols. And one of them is called SV, for Sample Value Protocol. And it's just basically an L2 protocol, which can be identified with a protofield, Ethernet protofield. And it follows a publisher and a subscriber schema. The publisher machine is sending periodically the sample value packets at a fixed pace, which depends on the frequency of your electrical network. And the subscriber receives these packets and then decodes them, and then an application do whatever she wants with the data in this SV. So if we take a look of how does this is in a CPaaS architecture, we have a publisher machine. It sends the SV to a CPaaS hypervisor. And then we have the subscribers, which are virtual machines. And all of them are receiving the same sample values and receive, decode them, etc. So what we need is to ensure we have a very, very low latency communication between the emission of the publisher machine